परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री भक्त सिद्धांत गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद अद्वैत गदाधर श्वासदि गौड़ भक्त वृंद की जय। राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय। नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा मैया की जय। यमुना मैया की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। तुलसी देवी की जय। सामवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसेंडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की जय। गौड़ प्रेमानंदी। All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 11, Text Number 18. Shabda Brahmani Nishnato Na Nishnayat Pareyadi Tamastasya Shramapalo शब्द ब्रह्मणि निष्णातो न निष्णायात् परे यदि श्रमस्तस्य श्रमफलो यदेनुम् इव रक्षतः। शब्द ब्रह्मणि निष्णातो न निष्णायात् परे यदि श्रमस्तस्य श्रमफलो हि अधेनुम् इव रक्षतः। शब्द ब्रह्मणि निष्णातो निष्णायात् परे यदि शब्द ब्रह्मणि निष्णातो परे यदि समस्तस्य श्रमफलो यदेनो इव रक्षतः। शब्द ब्रह्मणि निष्णातो न निष्णायात् परे यदि समस्तस्य श्रमफलो यदेनुम् इव रक्षतः।
माताजी,
शब्द ब्रह्मणि निष्णातो निष्णायात् परे यदि समस्तस्य श्रमफलो यदेनुम् इव रक्षतः।
Word by word meaning, Shabda Brahmani, in the Vedic literature, Nishnataha, expert through complete study, Na Nishnayat, does not absorb the mind, Pare, in the Supreme, Yadi, if, Shramaha, labor, Tasya, he is, Shrama, of great endeavor, Palaha, the fruit, he, certainly, Adhenum, a cow that gives no milk, Iva, like, Rakshataha, of one who is taking care of. Translation in purport by the glorious disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Translation: if through meticulous study one becomes expert in reading Vedic literature but makes no endeavor to fix one's mind on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then one's endeavor is certainly like that of a man who works very hard to take care of a cow that gives no milk. In other words, the fruit of one's laborious study of Vedic knowledge will simply be the labor itself. There will be no other tangible result. Purport: Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains the word Pare, the Supreme, in this verse indicates the Supreme Personality of Godhead rather than the impersonal Brahman. Because Lord Krishna, the speaker of these instructions, makes references in later verses to his personality as the Supreme. An impersonal interpretation in this case would be Ekadeshanavaya Uttaro Lokartha Tatparya Virodha, or a contradictory interpretation that creates illogical conflict with other shlokas, verses spoken in the same context. It requires great endeavor to take care of a cow. One must either grow food grains to feed the cow or maintain suitable pasture. If the pasture is not properly maintained, poisonous weeds will grow or snakes will multiply and there will be danger. Cows are infected by many types of diseases and bugs and must be regularly cleaned and disinfected. Similarly, fences must be maintained around the cow pasture, and there is even more work to be done. If the cow gives no milk, however, then one certainly performs hard labor with no tangible result. Laborious effort is also required to learn the Sanskrit language well enough to discern the subtle and esoteric meaning of the Vedic mantras. If after such great labor one does not understand the spiritual body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is the source of all happiness in life, and if one does not surrender to the Lord as the supreme shelter of all things, then one has certainly labored hard with no tangible result other than his own labor. Even a liberated soul who has given up the bodily concept of life will fall down if he does not take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The word nishnata or expert indicates that one must ultimately achieve the goal of life, otherwise one is not expert. As stated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, prema pumartho mahan, the actual goal of human life is love of Godhead, and no one can be considered expert without achieving the goal. Om ajnana timirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupah kadamayam dadati svapadantikam vandeham shri guru tiyuta padakamalam shri gurun vaishnavamcha shri rupam sagrajatam Sagana-ragunatanvitam tamsadivam sadvaitam savadutam parijana-sahitam krishna-chaitanya-devam Shri Radha-krishna-padan Sagana-lalita-shrishakhanvitamsya He Krishna-karuna-sindhu Dina-vandhu-jagatpate Gopesha-gopika-kanta Radhakanta namostute tapta kanchana gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrushabhanu sute devi pranamami hari priye vancha kalpataru vyacha kripa sindhu vyayevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀಯದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ್ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ.
At the outset, I would like to welcome everyone to this Srimad Bhagavatam class. I also solicit the blessings of all the Vaishnavas in this temple who are there, especially senior devotees who are sitting there in the corner. So I seek all their blessing so that I can present something worthwhile. So this is a very beautiful verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, which actually has many wonderful instructions for devotees. So in this the Supreme Lord Krishna very compassionately is telling us that we should not be completely submerged by the Shabda Brahmani Nishnata. We should not get overwhelmed by our, simply learning intellectually, the various beautiful things that we read in Srimad Bhagavatam. On the other hand, we should be completely devoted. Unless we have devotion within our heart, we cannot understand anything that we hear or anything that we read also. So, what is the goal of human life? The Srimad Bhagavatam very succinctly puts it. Srila Suta Goswami says very nicely, Savai pumsa paro dharma yato bhakti adokshade ahetuki apratihata yayatma suprasiddhati. Says that Savai pumsa paro dharma. What is the supreme dharma? What is the supreme goal for human beings like us? It is simply the bhakti in adokshade. It is a simply devotional service unto the Supreme Lord Krishna. And what should be the nature of this devotional service? It should be ahetuki and apratihata. Ahetuki means without any motives, and apratihata means uninterrupted. So this is actually the goal of all our studies. Everything that we hear, eventually it is to develop within our hearts love for Godhead. And if that is not done, if we become expert in everything else but this, then we are falling short of our goal. This is what is important. Elsewhere, this is actually Uddhava Gita, narration by the Supreme Lord, Uddhava. Uddhava is answering questions of Uddhava. Very beautiful narration. Just as we have Bhagavad Gita spoken to Arjuna, similarly we have Uddhava Gita, which is spoken to Uddhava by Lord Krishna himself. So, elsewhere in the same canto, there is yet another beautiful verse which says, Rudehamadyam sulabam sudurlabam plavam sukalpam guru karnadharam mayanukulena nabasvateritam puman bhavabdim nataretz atmaha. So, in this verse, Krishna, one can discuss it at length, but Krishna briefly says that we have been endowed with this human form of life, which is durlabha, which we have got very easily. Actually, durlabha, we have got it easily. We have not struggled for it. None of us went to Himalayas to get human body, right? How did we get it? By the mercy of our parents. Parents gave birth to us, and therefore we are here on this planet. So therefore, we should never ever disrespect parents. It is because of them. We are in bhakti, we are in Krishna consciousness. It is due to the mercy of our parents. So,
That is one thing. So therefore we should always be grateful. Then you have this rare form of human body, and Krishna tells Uddhava in that verse that having received this rare form of human body, which is Sudurlabha, very rare. Why it is Sudurlabha? Because, you know, we have passed through 8.4 million species of, you know, life. Eventually we have been blessed with this human body. So it is really Sudurlabha. So having received, having got all these facilities of human birth, if we do not take to the process of serving the Supreme Lord, worshipping the Supreme Lord, worshipping the Supreme Lord, if we do not go for self-realization, then the life is completely wasted. Atmaha, that means as good as, you know, killing one's own self. So therefore it is extremely important for us to take to the process of devotional service which has been given to us by mercy of Srila Prabhupada and our spiritual master. So human body is something with which we can do many activities. So Srila Prabhupada at many places in the Srimad Bhagavatam speaks about the importance of self-realization. There is a book called Self-Realization by Srila Prabhupada which is worth reading. If nobody has read it, they should read it, because this was among the first book that I read when I joined Krishna Consciousness. Very, very wonderful discussions in that. So the book is entitled Science of Self-Realization. So self-realization is a science, and Srila Prabhupada has given us that science mercifully, and we have to receive it and make the best use of it. So Prabhupada writes in several places in Srimad Bhagavatam, I'll read out some of the quotes. People of this age are also very lazy. Not only materially, but in the matter of self-realization. The human life is especially meant for self-realization. That is to say, if the man should come to know what he is, we are what? Jivira Swarupoha, Krishna ra Nitya Das, you should know. And what the world is, entire, what is the Prakriti, what is human nature, you should know that. And what is the supreme truth, absolute truth, that is Sri Krishna. We should know these three things. Human life is a means by which living entity can end all the miseries of Lord of our life's hard struggle and get rid of, you know, material existence once and for all. So, and the end, this is the aim of self-realization. But Prabhupada writes, but due to bad system of education, men have no desire for self-realization. So this is so important, yet men have no desire for self-realization. So Prabhupada is condemning that. Elsewhere in Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada writes, what does self-realization mean? Srila Prabhupada says, self-realization means becoming indifferent to the needs of the gross physical body, which we are having, and subtle body. So, and becoming serious about the activities of the soul, spirit soul. So this is what self-realization entails. So how is self-realization attained? The perfect stage of self-realization is not attained by artificial means. You can't, you know, just buy self-realization, you know, I've got so many dollars, I'll give all my dollars to you, give me self-realization. No, it is through the process of, beautiful process of, you know, devotional service unto the Supreme Lord, Transcendental Lord. So in the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, sarvasya chaham rudhi sannivishto matta smruti jnanam apohanam cha vedescha sarve aham vidyo vedanta krut veda vitta chaham. So the Lord says that, you know, I am the one who gives you knowledge. I am also the one who gives forgetfulness. How does the Lord give us forgetfulness? This forgetfulness is very, very important you know, feature of this verse, because unless we forget our, you know, miseries, and unless we forget all the things that we have suffered, we can't exist. So every day when we go to sleep, we forget everything. We forget that we are the body. And next day when we get up, Krishna gives us the remembrance, you know, that you are so and so, you are Vrishabhanu Das. So we have to be grateful for that. To that. But then our memory, our forgetfulness arises because our intellect gets clouded by so many things. So this forgetfulness is responsible also for our, you know, forgetting that we are spirit soul, we are Atma. So this is also the same, one of the features of forgetfulness. So Srila Prabhupada, whenever he used to go to US and many laboratories, many institutions including the MIT and all that, he
he would always, you know, ask, where is your, you know, laboratory for soul, you know, atma? Where is it? Because that is the most important thing. Unless you are conscious of the self, you cannot have self-realization and love of God. It's not possible, just not possible. So it's extremely important to think in terms of self-realization. All our activities eventually should end in self-realization and God realization, love of God. If that is not happening, something is going wrong somewhere. So that is what you have to learn. So what is happening around us in the material world? Gross materialists think only of, you know, of their body, their relative, their family. Ayam nijaha parovetti ganana laguchetasam udara charitanam tu vasudheva kutumbakam. Ayam nijaha, this person is mine, this is my brother, this is my cousin, this is my so and so. And we never worry, ever worry about others. So, but this is not being broad-minded. Broad-mindedness is all about concerning yourself with the welfare of everyone, the entire humanity. Vasudhaiva kutumbakam. That is the actually our Vedic prayer. So, there are people who think only about the body, my wife, my family. There are people who, you know, are all the time, you know, mentally speculating, this must be God, God must be like this, and this must be like that. Mental speculation. So Prabhupada writes that they speculate and speculate about God and almost everything, not just, you know, share market, but everything, and mental and intellectual speculation. So Srila Prabhupada says that such people, you know, who are bent upon speculation, they propagate some kind of ism. These are Prabhupada's words, ism. Capitalism, socialism, this ism, that ism. They propagate, come out with, you know, series of books, this, that. But there is no spirituality. There is no essence in it. They come out with so many theories, but there is no essence. There is no spirituality. So, basically, therefore, it is important for us to recognize that we are spirit souls, part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mamayo Vamsho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. And the goal of human life, the goal of human endeavor should be, you know, to realize ourselves and develop love of Godhead. So Srila Suta Goswami in the Bhagavatam, in a beautiful verse says, Dharma Swanushti Tappusam Vishwaksena Katasya Na Utpadayeti Adiratim Shrama Evahi Kevalam. So very instructive verse. So Swanushtita means executed in terms of our own position. Whatever position in which Krishna has placed us, if we do not basically understand, if we do not carry out our occupational activities, then what we are doing, we carry out our occupational activities without, you know, surrender to Krishna, then what are we doing? We are simply wasting our precious human form of life. Shrama evahi kevalam. So, therefore, time and again in this purport and in the verse also, Krishna is emphasizing to Uddhava the need for our appreciating essence of things, not concerned with the outer things, essence of things. So we'll discuss this in little more detail later on. So, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say that people by and large are interested in puja, labha, pratishta. Even the so-called educated people, they are more concerned about puja, labha, pratishta. You know, they want to be worshipped, they want, you know, profit, and they want, you know, recognition. So people are running after this. Politics is all about, you know, getting recognition from the people that, you know, you are such and such a person. So people are wasting their precious, you know, human form of life in puja, labha, pratishta. So he says, he goes one step ahead. He says, puja, labha, pratishta, shukarera vishta. Shukara is, you know, is a pig. He says that people who go after puja, labha, pratishta are actually going after shukarera vishta. They are going after actually hog's stool. So these are the words which Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur uses. So this is how the human society is functioning. We do so many activities, so many things we do. We have so many pursuits, but everywhere we want, you know, some recognition. Please understand that I'm not condemning, you know, appreciation. We need to be appreciated to even in, you know, in Krishna consciousness to exist. We need to be appreciated by other devotees. But
this, but we don't need to be in this position of, you know, running after, you know, these things. It should come in a very logical, in an organic way. We should get, you know, credit for what we are doing. That will enthuse us. That will give us more enthusiasm to practice Krishna consciousness. This is very, very important. So, it's not that only the worrying about the essence is only the domain of the bhaktas. Even the impersonalist, you know, impersonalistic philosophy, they also worry about going after the essence and not the outer. Like, you know, if you have a husk, and in that husk there is no seed, so what is the use of that grain? So we'll talk about this in little more detail. So we find that the there are quite a few verses by Sripad Shankaracharya on the futility of endeavors which don't aim at self-realization. Quite a few verses. I'll just take two verses. And Labdha Vidya Rajamanya Tatakim. Prapta Sampatta Prabhavadayam Tatakim. Bhukta Nari Sundarangi Tatakim. Yena Swatma Naiva Sakshat Kruto Bhut. Very strong words, but worth thinking about. This, what if he has got education which is honored by kings? What if he has got wealth and great honor? What if he has enjoyed a woman who has a pretty form? If he is not aware of his own self, if he is not self-realized. So very succinctly put, so it is said here that, but then if you really analyze our own situation in life, the society in which we are living, nothing much has changed in what Shankaracharya has said, isn't it? So Labdha Vidya. So we go after so-called education, we go after so-called degrees. So I should not be talking contemptuously about these things. I was a part of university. So nevertheless, but we run after, you know, so-called education, you know, Vidya. And we want, you know, recognition for that. We want recognition at family level, at, you know, national level and all that, require that. So nothing has changed. Today people vie with one another for national awards. National awards. Labdha Vidya Rajamanya. Raja means, you know, recognition. In the olden days, your accomplishments were recognized by the kings. They would honor you, they would give you wealth, they would give you some, you know, titles and all that. But now, you know, it is Puraskar, you know, different. Rajya Puraskar. So that goes on. So today people like to be seen with beautiful women. So Shankaracharya says, Bhukta Nari Sundarangi Tatakim. But people like that, isn't it? They want, you know, to be photographed with, you know, personalities, with film stars and all that. They take selfies with them. They clamor for those things. So going after things which have no substance. So going after material, you know, things and material recognition which has no substance whatsoever. That is absolutely the situation today also. So dealing with essence is all that is very important in our spiritual endeavors. If we don't deal with essence, then we are nowhere. In the same mode, Shankaracharya elsewhere says, Snataha tirta jannu jadhav tatakim, dhanam dattam dravya ashtasya asankhyam tatakim, japta mantra ke keshi seva tatakim, yena swatma naiva sakshat kutobhut. So he says, what if, you know, he has taken bath in the sacred waters of Ganga? He has taken sacred, you know, many. I have gone, you know, bathed in Ganges 100 times, one can proclaim. Or what if he has, we are not criticizing taking bath in Ganges. Ganga Nadi is most pavitra, and we should bathe in Ganges. But here we are talking about seizing hold of the essence. What if he has given gifts of kind several times? What if he has chanted billions of times sacred mantras if he has is not aware of the knowledge of his own self. So therefore, it is being emphasized here that self-realization or love of God is the supreme thing that one need worry about and not anything else. So Krishna and his devotees, they are, you know, proclaiming time and again that our spiritual journey should not include exercises in futility. If we lose sight of the goal and just run after other things, then it is an exercise in futility. So spiritual endeavor should end up in our developing love of God. That is what the theme of this verse is. It's very, very important. So I'd like to cite the example of Lord Brahma. There's a verse by Lord Brahma regarding this very subject we are talking about. So as we know that there is, in Srimad Bhagavatam describes the Brahma Vimohana Leela. What is Brahma Vimohana Leela? Brahma, the secondary creator, one of the most important, Brahma, Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. So Lord Brahma, there is a chapter called Brahma Vimohana Leela, when Lord Brahma got bewildered, he was bewildered. So that in a short way, in short form, I would narrate that particular pastime, that Lord Brahma, when he saw the five-year-old Krishna, actually kill Aghasura, he marveled. Aghasura was somebody who was considered to be an invincible, demon. But effortlessly, the five-year-old, Krishna killed Aghasura. It's a big, long pastime. We won't go into details. He killed Aghasura. So Lord Brahma wondered, how can it be that this five-year-old, can kill Aghasura, such a ferocious demon? How could it be? How is it possible that he is doing this? So just wondering. And then at that time, Lord Brahma thought, let me test if this five-year-old Krishna is indeed the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Let me test him. Now, this was the biggest mistake that Brahma did. That's why he got bewildered. But he said, let me test him. He got particularly bewildered when he saw that Lord Krishna was actually, going to his friend Madhu Mangal, and Madhu Mangal actually had swallowed a lot of buttermilk in his mouth. Mouth had bulged like this. So Krishna goes to him and then does like this, and the buttermilk spurts out. And that Krishna drinks. Shows expertise in that also. Well, it spurted out buttermilk. Brahma says, how can this person be the Supreme Personality of Godhead? So then he says, let me do something. So what he does, he steals the covered boys, and he steals the cows and hides them in a cave. And he goes, and meantime Krishna realizes that Brahma has done this. So he, with his, out of his own, transcendental self, creates prototypes, in exact matching everyone. He creates, the covered boys, he creates, the cows, and this goes on, and he takes them home, and Brahma is bewildered. Who are these? He goes again and again to the cave to say, are the boys whom I had left in the cave, they are still there, or this is something else? So he gets bewildered. He came to test Krishna, but he goes to and fro, totally bewildered. Just like a confused individual, paces the room, and then, kya ho raha hai? What has happened? So similarly, Brahma, got totally bewildered. And eventually, we won't go into details, but Brahma realizes that he has committed a great, great mistake by, trying to, test the Supreme Personality of God, Krishna himself. He becomes completely, he becomes very, very disturbed. So he goes and prostrates himself with his four, heads. He prostrates himself in front of this five-year-old Krishna, the beautiful Lord. He prostrates himself and, begs for forgiveness. And at that point in time, he chants several, verses in praise of Krishna. So one of the verses which Lord Brahma chants at that time is, it pertains to the subject that we are discussing. So I'll talk about that. The verse is very beautiful. श्रेयश्रुतिं भक्ति मुदस्यते विभो क्लिशन्ति ये केवल बोध लब्धये तेषामसो क्लेशलये वशिष्यते नान्यद् यथा स्थूल तुचा अवघातिनाम्। श्रेयः श्रुतिं भक्तिम उदस्य, she says that my dear lord, devotional service, bhakti unto you is the best path. Shreyah Srutim, for self-realization. What is the best path for self-realization? Brahma is giving us the path. If someone gives up that path, bhaktim udasya, means you know somebody gives up bhakti and you know goes after other forms to attain self-realization, and engages in the cultivation of speculative knowledge. Speculative knowledge, kevala bodhalabdhaye. Bodhalabdhaye means just to you know acquire knowledge. He will simply undergo troublesome process. Klishyanti means troublesome process, and will not achieve the desired result. So, as a person who beats avaghatinam, that means an empty husk of wheat, sthula tusha. So, if somebody just keeps beating, normally for the process of grain to be removed from the husk, you beat it. There are various gadgets by which farmers do that. So here Lord Brahma is making a point that the husk doesn't contain any grain at all, and you are beating it. You are beating it and beating it. So you cannot achieve anything. Similarly, one cannot achieve self-realization by speculating, thinking that, I will develop knowledge. I will do this, I will do that intellectually. By intellectual approach, you cannot, attain. That's what Shankaracharya is saying here. And here also it says, Shabda Brahmani Nishnato. So, very beautiful text in which loving service to the Supreme Lord is forgotten and you waste all your time, you waste all your energy, in intellectual speculation. That doesn't help at all. It's like beating an empty husk with a lathi, and to remove the grain. But the grain has already been removed. So a farmer would be wasting his time if he beats empty husk. He has to take, loaded husks which have grains. He has to take that and beat it. So the Supreme Personal Lord is... So therefore, we have to understand what is the substance that we want out of, our spiritual endeavors. That we have to understand. And for this, we need the guidance of a spiritual master. The spiritual master can only tell us and discriminate for us. We are totally dependent on the spiritual master. Discriminate for us that this is the substance and this is, trivia. This is trivial. Don't run after that. Run after the substance. What is the substance here? Love of Godhead. Recognizing that, getting love of Godhead, that is the actually the substance. It is the grain in the husk. So we go after the husk, then we lose the grain. So therefore we have to be very, very alert and careful. Extremely careful. That is the goal of life. So Vedic knowledge, or indeed material science, is exactly like the empty and useless husk of wheat. So Prabhupada writes in purport to this Brahma's verse, that he writes that Vedic knowledge, or indeed material science, is exactly like an empty and useless husk of wheat. So you try to beat it, but nothing comes out of it. So this is not to condemn science, but this is just to illustrate the fact that we should run after the real thing. We should run after the substance, not ephemeral things, So one may argue that by practicing yoga, Prabhupada writes, or cultivating impersonal knowledge, one can acquire prestige, wealth, mystic powers, or even impersonal liberation. Yes, indeed it does. You have that. You can have impersonal realization. So we have three aspects of the Supreme Absolute Truth. We have Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagwaniti Shabdyate. There are three aspects. So one may, one may think that by this process, other process, I may get, a lot of knowledge, I may get recognition, I may get wealth, this. I may even get, Brahman realization. But Prabhupada right, but these so-called gains are actually useless.
Why?
Why are they useless? Because they do not situate the living being in his constitutional position of loving service to the Supreme Lord.
So any process that one has to follow in life has to be the process in which the process situates us in loving service of the God. Everything else is, you know, of no use. Tatakim, Shankaracharya says, tatakim. You have got this, you have got a beautiful house, you have got a, you know, the best mobile, the best car, everything you have. Tatakim. What's the use of that? So long as you are not situated in love of Godhead, or you are not in a process which takes you to love of Godhead. That's extremely important. So the verse that we are discussing today, which is on the board, it also talks about the same concept. It talks about Shabda Brahmani Nishnato. So, in the translation is, if through meticulous study one becomes expert in reading Vedic literature, but makes no endeavor to fix one's mind on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then one's endeavor is certainly like that of a man. So we'll come to that. So it's very, very beautifully explained by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada that we are discussing. Lord Krishna is instructing Uddhava and stating that only spiritual endeavor should culminate in establishing loving devotional service unto the Supreme Lord. In this case, he himself. So if this does not happen, the essential purpose of the effort, the essence, is lost. It becomes shrama evahi kevalam. It becomes only labor. You have gone through to do any process. So if somebody is shabda brahmani nishnata, somebody is, you know, very clever, very erudite, you know, in making, in giving quotations, is very erudite in expounding, you know, philosophy based on the Upanishad, the Vedic, all that. But within the heart of his heart, he has no love for Krishna. There is no love for him. So he has only scholarship. He is panditya, shabda panditya. So shabda brahmani nishnata. Nishnata means expert. So Krishna is making clear as to what is expertise, you know, who is nishnata, who is really nishnata. That is, he is making clear. So if it does not culminate in establishing relationship or love for Krishna, shramaphalaha adhenum iva rakshataha. Adhenu. Adhenu means a cow which does not give milk. We adore Gomata as a mother because she gives us nourishment through her milk. But here Krishna is saying that it is like, you know, a person who is not aspiring for love of Godhead, he is like, you know, maintaining an adhenu, a cow which does not give milk. So it is shrama evahi kevalam. So the disciples of Srila Prabhupada vividly describe what is entailed in maintaining a cow. So maintaining a cow is not very easy. So many, many things involved. So Srila Prabhupada's disciples discuss here that it requires great endeavor to take care of a cow. One must either grow food grains to feed the cow or maintain suitable pastures. If the pasture is not properly maintained, poisonous weeds will grow. So even to maintain a cow, you just can't maintain it unless you know you have suitable means of feeding the cow. And to say if you have pasture, you must have fields. And if in that pasture, you know, some weeds grow or some poisonous things, you know, grow, then that cannot be fed. The pasture is of no use to the cow. So there are so many difficulties involved. So you go through all that. The farmer goes through all that and to maintain a cow. But unfortunately, what has happened? He has got a cow which is adhenu, which gives no milk. Adhenu, a cow which gives no milk. So shrama evahi kevalam. It is only simple, you know. You are going through an effort, but that effort is not going to be fruitful at all. So therefore, we are warned that go after essence. Go after the substance of the husk, not go after the husk. So that's what happens in our lives. Even when we are in Krishna consciousness for many years, we may at one point in time lose sight of the substance and, you know, go after things, you know, which are not really, you know, productive and which are not really leading us to love of Godhead. So that danger is always there, so we have got to be alert, very alert. So a cow which does not give milk. My wife, you know, used to give Kirtida, she used to always quote one particular thing, you know, it's in Konkani, but you people may not be able to appreciate Konkani. So she says that there a person had a cow, you know, a cow which when taken to the goshala would get transformed into a bullock. That means if you try to, you know, get milk out of the cow, it will become a bullock. Thinking that it is a bullock, if you take the bullock to the field, there it would become a cow. So either way, it is useless. You know, it's a useless enterprise. So similarly here, it is being mentioned that, you know, a cow which gives no milk, it is adhenu, therefore it's not at all productive. So in the purport, the disciples write, so similarly, to study Vedas, one must study Sanskrit, which is hard work. To understand the suitable meanings of Vedic scriptures, one must learn grammar. And if we do not establish relationship with love of God, Krishna, then it is useless labor. So you study grammar, you study grammar. So Sripad Shankaracharya again, you know, comes out with a beautiful statement. Bhaja Govindam, Govindam Bhaja Moodamate, Samprapte Sanhiti Kale Nahi Nahi Rakshati Dung Krim Karane. Very illustrative of what this verse is all about. So, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Govindam Bhaja Moodamate, Samprapte Sanhiti Kale. When the time comes, you know, to depart from this world, you are, you know, quoting, you know, grammar, Dung Krim Karane, you know, grammar, grammatical things, they are not going to help you. What is going to help you? Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam Moodamate. So that is what is going to help. And so our endeavors have to be spiritual in character. And what is spirituality? You know, trying to develop relationship with Krishna, love of Godhead. That is what ISKCON is all about, isn't it? Srila Prabhupada has given us this beautiful moment. So the purpose there is that we should, you know, establish love of God. It is not just giving classes like the one that I am giving or something else. It has got to be with developing love of Godhead in our heart. And if that doesn't happen, the purpose is not served. So that purpose needs to be served. That is why we are, you know, hearing, you know, that's why we do kirtan. That is why we are hearing classes. We go on, you know, so many things we do, sankirtan and all that. Ultimate purpose of all that is, you know, developing love of Godhead. If that is not happening, then it is shrama evahi kevalam. So here the disciples write that the word nishnata or expert indicates that one must ultimately achieve the goal of life, otherwise one is not an expert. As stated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, prema pumarto mahan, the actual goal of human life. So it's extremely important for us to understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted us eventually to develop love of Godhead, love of God, love of Krishna. So he said that, you know, I have come with so many fruits of love of God, but there are no takers. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lament was. So that I have got, you know, things to distribute, but nobody is willing to take those fruits. So those fruits should be taken by us. So prema pumartha mahan. So this prema pumartha mahan comes from a very beautiful verse which is actually in by Chaitanya Matta Manjusha by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So this verse is by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and it talks about love, prema pumartha mahan. Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajeshatanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachidupasana Vrajavadu Vargenaya Kalpita Srimad Bhagavat Pramanamamalam Prema Pumartho Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhor Matamidam Tatradaro Naparaha. A beautiful verse. ಆರಾಧ್ಯ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಬ್ರಜೇಶ ತನಯ. ಟು ಡೆವಲಪ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ರಿಯಲೈಸೇಷನ್, ಟು ಡೆವಲಪ್ ಲವ್ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್, ವಾಟ್ ಶುಡ್ ಒನ್ ಡೂ? ವೆರಿ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲಿ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಆರಾಧ್ಯ ಭಗವಾನ್. ಆರಾಧ್ಯ ಭಗವಾನ್ ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಇಸ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಗಾಡ್. ಆರಾಧ್ಯ ಭಗವಾನ್ ವ್ರಜೇಶ ತನಯ, ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ವ್ರಜೇಶ, ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ದ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ವ್ರಜ ಭೂಮಿ. ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ದ ಸನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಕಿಂಗ್, ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸನ್ ಆಫ್ ನಂದ ಮಹಾರಾಜ. ತದ್ ಧಾಮ ವೃಂದಾವನಂ, ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದಟ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ವರ್ಶಿಪ್ಡ್, ಹಿ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ವರ್ಶಿಪ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ವೃಂದಾವನಂ. ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಇಸ್ ವರ್ಶಿಪೇಬಲ್. ದೆನ್ ರಮ್ಯಾ ಕಾಚಿದ್ ಉಪಾಸನ ವ್ರಜವಧು ವರ್ಗೇನಯ ಕಲ್ಪಿತ. ಸೊ ಹೌ ಶುಡ್ ಯು ಬಿ ವರ್ಶಿಪ್? ಯು ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ವರ್ಶಿಪ್ ಇನ್ ದ ವೇ ದಟ್ ದ ಗೋಪೀಸ್, ಯು ನೋ ದ ವ್ರಜಗೋಪೀಸ್ ವರ್ಶಿಪ್ ಹಿಮ್. ರಮ್ಯಾ ಕಾಚಿದ್ ಉಪಾಸನ ವ್ರಜವಧು ವರ್ಗೇನಯ ಕಲ್ಪಿತ, ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ವೇ ವಿ ಶುಡ್ ವರ್ಶಿಪ್, ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಐಡಿಯಲ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ವರ್ಶಿಪ್. ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಕೋಟೆಡ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತ್ ಪ್ರಮಾಣ ಅಮಲಂ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಪುಮಾರ್ಥೋ ಮಹಾನ್, ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಟಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಹಿಯರ್, ಪ್ರೇಮ ಪುಮಾರ್ಥೋ ಮಹಾನ್. ಸೊ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಪ್ರಮಾಣಂ ಅಮಲಂ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಪುಮಾರ್ಥೋ ಮಹಾನ್, ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭೋರ್ ಮತಮಿದಂ ತತ್ರಾದರೋ ನಾಮತಃ. ಸೊ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್? ಹೂಸ್ ಒಪಿನಿಯನ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿಸ್? ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಒಪಿನಿಯನ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು. ಸೊ ಹೀಸ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಹೀಸ್ ಒಪಿನಿಯನ್. ದೇರ್ ಫಾರ್ ತತ್ರ ಆದರ, ದೇರ್ ಫಾರ್ ವಿ ರಿಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ ದಟ್ ಒಪಿನಿಯನ್. ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಎನ್ ಒಪಿನಿಯನ್ ಆಫ್ ಟಾಮ್ ಡಿಕ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹರಿ, ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಎನ್ ಒಪಿನಿಯನ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಬೈ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು, ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ರೇಮಾವತಾರ, ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಲವ್ ಇನ್ಕಾರ್ನೇಷನ್, ಹೂ ಕೇಮ್ ಟು ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಟ್ ಲವ್ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಹೆಡ್, ಹೂ ಇನ್ಕಾರ್ನೇಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಗಿವ್ ಲವ್ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಹೆಡ್, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಹೀಸ್ ಒಪಿನಿಯನ್. ದೇರ್ ಫಾರ್ ವಿ ಶುಡ್ ವರ್ಶಿಪ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಸಬ್ಸ್ಟನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಯು ನೋ ಹಸ್ಕ್ ದಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ವಿಚ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಡೂ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಶಿಪ್. ಸೊ ದಟ್ ವೆರಿ ವೆರಿ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ವರ್ಶಿಪ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್ ದಟ್ ಬೈ ವಿಚ್ ದಿ ಗೋಪೀಸ್ ವರ್ಶಿಪ್ ಹಿಮ್. ಸೊ ಯು ಶುಡ್ ಫಾಲೋ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಫುಟ್ ಸ್ಟೆಪ್ಸ್. ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ರೀಮ್ಲಿ ಡಿಫಿಕಲ್ಟ್, ಬಟ್ ವಿ ಶುಡ್ ಟ್ರೈ ಟು ಫಾಲೋ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಫುಟ್ ಸ್ಟೆಪ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಗೋಪೀಸ್. ಸೊ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ವಿಚ್ ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ನೋ ಹೌ ದಿಸ್ ಲೂಸಿಸ್ ಬ್ಯಾಲೆನ್ಸ್. ಐ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ಲೂಸಿಂಗ್ ಬ್ಯಾಲೆನ್ಸ್ ವೈಲ್ ಟಾಕಿಂಗ್, ಬಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಲೂಸಿಸ್ ಬ್ಯಾಲೆನ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಈಸಿಲಿ. ಎನಿವೇ, ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ದಿ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು, ಅಂಡ್ ವಿ ರಿಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ ಇಟ್ ವೆರಿ ಮಚ್. ಸೊ ಹೌ ಇಸ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಟು ಬಿ ಅಪ್ರೋಚ್ಡ್? ಹೌ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಅಪ್ರಿಷಿಯೇಟೆಡ್? ಶುಡ್ ವಿ ಅಪ್ರೋಚ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಇಂಟೆಲೆಕ್ಚುಯಲಿ ಆಸ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಟಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್, ಆರ್ ಯು ನೋ ವಿತ್ ಡೆವಲಪಿಂಗ್ ಯು ನೋ ಸಮ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪರ್ಟೈಸ್ ಇನ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಟಾಕ್ಸ್? ನೋ, ಶುಡ್ ವಿ ಅಪ್ರೋಚ್ ವಿತ್ ದಟ್? ದ ಆನ್ಸರ್ ಟು ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೋರ್ಸ್ ನೋ. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ? ಇನ್ ಎ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೆಡ್, ನಿಗಮ ಕಲ್ಪತರೋರ್ ಗಲಿತಂ ಫಲಂ ಶುಕಮುಖಾತ್ ಅಮೃತ ದ್ರವಂ ಸಂಯುತಂ ಪಿಬತ ಭಾಗವತಂ ರಸಂ ಆಲಯಂ ಮುಹುಂ ಅಹೋ ರಸಿಕ ಭುವಿ ಭಾವುಕಃ. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೇನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಆಲ್ ಅಬೌಟ್. ಇಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೇನ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಓ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪರ್ಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಥಾಟ್ಫುಲ್ ಮೆನ್, ರೆಲಿಷ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ದಿ ನೇಚುರ್ ಫ್ರೂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ಟ್ರೀ ಆಫ್ ವೇದಿಕ್ ಲಿಟ್ರೇಚರ್. ನಿಗಮ ಕಲ್ಪತರೋ, ದೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ಎಮಿನೇಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಲಿಪ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಶಿಲ ಶುಕ್ದೇವ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ, ದೇರ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಫ್ರೂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಈವನ್ ಮೋರ್ ಟೇಸ್ಟ್ಫುಲ್. ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ ದಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಬಿಲೀವ್ಡ್ ದಟ್ ಇಫ್ ಎ ಪ್ಯಾರಟ್ ಯು ನೋ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಫ್ರೂಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಟ್ರೀ ಅಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಫ್ರೂಟ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಈವನ್ ಮೋರ್ ಸ್ವೀಟ್. ಬಟ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಪ್ಯಾರಟ್, ವಿ ಆರ್ ಟಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಶುಕ್ದೇವ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ. ಶುಕ್ದೇವ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಥ್ರೂ ವೆನ್ ದ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಎಮಿನೇಟೆಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಹೀಸ್ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಲಿಪ್ಸ್ ಯುನೋ ಇಟ್ ಬಿಕೇಮ್ ಇವನ್ ಮೋರ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸೆಂಡೆಂಟಲ್, ಇಟ್ ಬಿಕೇಮ್ ಇವನ್ ಮೋರ್ ಸ್ವೀಟ್. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಫ್ರೂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಇವನ್ ಮೋರ್ ಟೇಸ್ಟ್ಫುಲ್, ಆಲ್ದೋ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ನೆಕ್ಟೇರಿಯನ್ ಜ್ಯೂಸ್ ವಾಸ್ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ರೆಲಿಷಬಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ಆಲ್ ಇನ್ಕ್ಲೂಡಿಂಗ್ ದ ಲಿಬರೇಟೆಡ್ ಸೋಲ್ ಆಲಯಂ ರಸಮ ಆಲಯಂ. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ವೆರಿ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್. ಸೊ ವಿ ಶುಡ್ ಸ್ಟಡಿ ಭಾಗವತಂ ವಿತ್ ದಟ್ ಅಪ್ರೋಚ್. ನೌ ಹೌ ಡಿಡ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಯು ನೋ ರಿಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ಟು ಸಿಚುವೇಶನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ವಿಚ್ ದೇರ್ ವೆರ್ ಸ್ಕಾಲರ್ಲಿ ಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟೇಷನ್ಸ್? ಯುನೋ ಸ್ಕಾಲರ್ಲಿ ಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟೇಷನ್ ಶಬ್ದ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣಿ ನಿಷ್ಣಾತ್, ಹೌ ಡಿಡ್ ಹೀ ಯು ನೋ ರಿಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ಟು ದಟ್ ಸಿಚುವೇಶನ್? ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಎಪಿಸೋಡ್ ಟು ಇಲ್ಲಸ್ಟ್ರೇಟ್ ದಿಸ್, ದಟ್ ದ ಸ್ಟೋರಿ ಆಫ್
Devanand Pandit, which has been very beautifully described by Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur. He narrates how Panditya, you know, Shabda Panditya, what is mentioned here, the same thing, Shabda Brahmani Nishnata, how that can come in way of spiritual advancement. So I would like to discuss this, literally taking words from the Chaitanya Bhagavat. So once, you know, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the ashram of Devanand Pandit. Who was Devanand Pandit? Later on he became an exalted disciple of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But this is before he became an exalted disciple of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he went to Devanand Pandit. And what was Devanand Pandit like? So Vrindavan Das Thakur says,
Jnanavanta tapasvi ajanma udasin bhagvata padaya tatha api bhaktihin.
Bhagavat padaye tathapi bhaktihin. He says that Devanand Pandit was a great jnani. He was a tapasvi from birth. He used to teach Bhagavat, but he was devoid of bhakti. Teaching Bhagavatam, giving classes on Bhagavatam, but devoid of bhakti. So that this is
Bhagavate ma adhyapaka koke ghoshe. Koke ghoshe marma artha na jane na bhakti hina doshe.
So marma artha na jane na, because he was bhakti hin, he had that dosha, he had the fault of not knowing, not having bhakti. He was just, you know, giving, you know, intellectual, you know, interpretation of the various statements of Bhagavatam. So one day Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu happened to go to that place. In the vicinity of Devanand Pandit's ashram, he went there.
Sarva bhuta hrudaye jane sarva tattva nashuna ye vakya bhakti yogera mahatva.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard his class for some time, but realized that there is no, not even an oblique reference to devotion in his presentation.
Kope bole prabhu beta ki artha bakhane bhagvat artha ko na janma ho na jani.
My God. I think I will keep the Bhagavatam here. I am continuously disrespecting Bhagavatam. I don't know why it is getting attracted towards my feet. Shows my impurities in my heart. So anyway, so the omniscient Lord who was going in, he was in the heart of all living entities, but he went to that place and he realized that he is giving talks and talks and talks, but there is no element of bhakti in it. So
kope bole prabhu beta ki artha bakane bhagavat artha ko na janma ho na jane.
You will take many births, you know, before you realize the import of Srimad Bhagavatam.
So e betara bhagavate kona adhikar grantarupe bhagavata krishna avatar.
So say the Bhagavatam is in the form of grantha, it is avatar of Krishna. It's not different of Krishna. Vedvas is an incarnation of the Lord and he wrote the Bhagavatam, so it is not different from Krishna.
So he is telling Devanand Pandit that this is what it is. Bhakti vine bhagavate jo arava khane prabhu bale se adham kichu na jane. So Chaitanya Dev said that one who expounds on Bhagavatam without any devotion in heart is adham.
Strong words.
Adham. Lowest of the low. He does not know anything. Bhagavata buji hena jara ache jana sena jane kabhu bhagavatera pramana. So one who thinks that he has understood Bhagavat, he has certainly not understood Bhagavat.
So Devanand Pandit thought that he had understood Bhagavatam and he was giving, you know, lectures after lectures on that, but he had not understood Bhagavatam.
So due to the will of the providence,
one day it is described that Srivas Thakur, who is one of the Panchatattva, you know, person, Srivas Thakur went, he was interested in Srimad Bhagavatam, so he went there. So he wanted to hear Devanand Pandit's class. So I will not read all the verses. It will be. So he
he went to the class there, and because he was full of bhakti within his heart, even in Devanand's presentation, you know, he found bhakti rasa in it. So one who is a devotee, one who generates devotion in his heart, he is a devotee. So Srivas Thakur had devotion in his heart. So even when Devanand Pandit was making an intellectual, you know, knowledge presentation of Bhagavat, he, you know, was affected by it. So he developed, you know, symptoms of ecstasy. He started, you know, crying, tears came out from his eyes. He, you know, he became absolutely restless. He, you know, he started, his limbs were, you know, giving way. He almost fell down on the ground in ecstasy. Though Devanand Pandit's, you know, presentation did not contain anything which would induce all this, but because he was himself a pure devotee, he developed all these symptoms and he fell down. So what happened when he fell down like this in ecstasy? The students of Devanand Pandit felt that he is causing disturbance. So what did they do? They bodily lifted him up. And took him out of that hall, you know, wherever the class was going on. They took him out of the hall. And all the time, you know, Devanand Pandit saw all this. He saw Srivas Thakur. He saw his students, you know, objecting and removing him out of the gathering. But he kept silent. So there's a saying, Mavanam Sammati Darshanam. So if you keep quiet when something wrong is happening, it is as good as you are being a party to it. So he could have controlled his students, told his students what you are doing is wrong. He's a pure devotee of the Lord. Don't touch him in this way. But they didn't do it. So he went away. So it is amazing that when this instance took place, that is Srivas Thakur being lifted and taken out of the class, when this event took place, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had yet to advent. He had not advented, appeared in Navadvip. So after the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu developed, after all the, you know, the episodes that took place in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life, after he came back and after he started propagating, you know, Hare Krishna Mahamantra in Navadvip, he made everybody Krishna conscious, including Jagai Madhai. So one day it so happened that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the place where Devanand Pandit, you know, was giving a class. So what did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say to tell? Skip some of the verses, earlier verses. What did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say to Devanand Pandit? He said, Aye, aye, Devananda, baliya tumare, tumi ebe bhagavat padao sabhare. He said that, hey, Devanand Pandit, you are preaching Srimad Bhagavatam to everyone, sabhare, everybody. So you are teaching Bhagavat, therefore, you know, I am telling you. He says, जे श्रीवास देखिते गंगार मनोरथ हेन जन गेला सुनी वारे भागवत. So he's telling Devanand Pandit, reminding him. He says that great personality, Srivas Thakur, seeing whom even Ganga Devi, offers her obeisances, that Srivas Thakur one day came to you to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. And how did you treat him?
Kuna paradatare shishahaya vadira bahiratare edile haniya.
What offense? Now he's directly addressing. What offense did he commit for which you had him expelled? You can imagine the Supreme Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is addressing Devanand Pandit. What must be the state of Devanand Pandit? He's addressing. He says that, what offense did he commit for which you had him expelled? So he says, ಭಾಗವತ ಶೂನಿತೆ ಕಂದೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ರಸೆ ಹನಿಯ ಫೆಲಿತೆ ಸೇ ತಹಾರ ಯೋಗ ಐಸೆ ಇಸೆ ದಟ್ ಇಫ್ ಸಂಬಡಿ ಯು ನೋ ಕ್ರೈಸ್ ಇಮೋಷನಲಿ ಓವರ್ವೆಲ್ಮ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಪ್ರೇಮ್ ರಸ ಇಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೆಲ್ಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಸ್ಕಿಂಗ್ ಯವಾನಂದ ಪಂಡಿತ್ ಡೈರೆಕ್ಟ್ ಕ್ವಶನ್ So what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying is that if somebody has imbibed the true import of Bhagavatam and if he develops, you know, the symptoms of ecstasy, is he to be treated that way? So what is conveyed in this is that we should never ever judge anybody by externals. So Srivas Thakur, he came in that assembly and he was just one of the crowd. He did not, you know, pose himself as a pure devotee of the Lord. But when the Srimad Bhagavatam words were spoken even by this non-devotee Devanand Pandit, even then he became overwhelmed. So that is Srivas Thakur. So Shuniya Vachana Devananda Vipravar Lajjaya Rahila Kichu Na Kare Uttar. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised this Devanand Pandit like this, no? And because the Lord, you know, takes seriously offenses made to his devotees. He doesn't mind in offenses to himself, but he doesn't. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advented years later, this event had occurred much earlier, but he never ever forgot the offense that Devanand Pandit had done. And therefore, years later, he chastises Devanand Pandit for the offense that he had committed. And then he says that Shuniya Vachana Devananda Vipravara Lajjaya Rahila Kichuna Kare Uttar. So when Devananda Pandit was chastised like this by the Lord, he was not in a position to give a reply. He became, you know, Lajjaya, you know, he became very, very, what do you call, ashamed of his behavior at that point in time with Srivas Pandit. And he kichuna kare uttar, so he was not able to give any suitable reply. He's a pandit, he could have given any reply, but he didn't. Tathapi iha devananda bada punyavan vachane o prabhu jare karilena danda. Then Vrindavan Das Thakur says that this Devanand Pandit is punyavan. He's fortunate. Why? Vachanevo Prabhu Jare Karilena Danda. He's very fortunate because he was chastised by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was chastised by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he's very, very fortunate. Chaitanera Danda Maha Sukruti Sepai Jara Danda Marile Vaikuntapuri Jai. He says that one who is chastised by none other than Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Marile. So after death, the person will go back home to Vaikuntha. He'll go to Vaikuntha. This is what the Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying. So in other words, we find that it is not that Shabda Panditya, you know, develops love of God. It is only surrender to a pure devotee, or surrender to a spiritual master, and serve him. That alone leads him to the spiritual path. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninaha tattva darshina. So when a disciple goes to a tattva, with one who goes to a person who has spiritual, you know, insight, when one goes to such an individual, you know, and tadvidhi pranipatena, one who, you know, surrenders to him, offers him respect, offers obeisances to him, and asks him, you know, spiritual questions, pranipatena pariprashnena and sevaya, by serving, such a person gets enlightenment from a spiritual master. So this is what the process is, and Devanand Pandit also will benefit in future, because how Devanand Pandit did not get love of God. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was distributing love of God, he was distributing fruits of love of God to everyone in Navadvipa. But though this person was so erudite, such a scholarly person, was giving talks on Bhagavatam where students flock to hear him. He didn't get love of Godhead. Why? Because he committed an offense against a pure devotee of the Lord. So we can realize how important it is not to commit an offense towards the pure devotee of the Lord. That can result in, you know, all kinds of things. So here, then what happened to Devanand Pandit? Is it that here Nandas Thakur is saying that he's such a person who got, you know, Vakya Danda, who was punished by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he will eventually go back home, back to Godhead? How did this happen? The answer to that is that eventually Devanand Pandit realized, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, he realized what he had done was in the past was wrong. But he did not know how to get out of that offense. How to you know, get out of that offense? What is the way in which he can get out? Fortunately for him, because he got that Vakya Danda, you know, from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it so happened that one day Vakreshwar Pandit, he came. He came to Devanand Pandit's ashram. So when Vakreshwar Pandit came, Vakreshwar Pandit is a great, you know, his associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was always in his kirtan. It is described that Vakreshwar Pandit would do 72 hours kirtan at a time, continuously. This is not Guinness Book of Records or something. Extremely, he would always dance and do kirtan. It's fascinating. He was always a part and parcel of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, you know, party, Rath Yatra, wherever he went. So one day it so happened that Vakreshwar Pandit came to Devanand Pandit's, you know, ashram. He came there. He came there, and then after he came, he started doing kirtan. His kirtan was out of the world, superb. People were flocking, you know, people were coming, and you know, they're almost converging on Vakreshwar Pandit. Uske upar jaake girte the log. So at that time, Devanand Pandit did some sukruti. What did he do? He went, you know, and stopped people, you know, from falling on him. And, you know, he served Vakreshwar Pandit by preventing, you know, the people, you know, on falling on him. And he served him in that way. He prevented that. And this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was pleased with him for having served his disciple, Vakreshwar Pandit. Not served him directly, but served his disciple. And therefore he was, you know, happy. And eventually Devanand Pandit received Krishna Prem. Prema Pumartha Mahan. He received it. So that is how, you know, we can understand that we should not concern ourselves with only externals. We should concern ourselves with essence of things. So we should go for the substance of the husk, dana. Go for real prem, prem bhakti, and not run after, you know, other things. So this is what we learn from these lessons. And Srila Prabhupada has created for us this ISKCON, Institute of ISKCON, and has given us, you know, so many disciples or spiritual master who are there, you know, to lead us on the correct path. So we should take instructions from the Guru, we should take instructions from Prabhupada and try to make our spiritual life, you know, successful. So today also happens to be the return Ratha Yatra. I'm sorry, I have exceeded the time, I will not talk about it. But return Ratha Yatra is the Ratha Yatra in which we know that Ratha Yatra goes, you know, from Jagannath temple to the Gundicha temple. So Gundicha temple is the place which is like Vrindavan, you know, that goes there. So Lord Jagannath, Baldev Subhadra are taken there in Ratha Yatra. That is Ratha Yatra, participate. But then there is also a return Ratha Yatra. So the Lord returns from there. So there are a lot of interesting pastimes there also that take place between Lakshmi Devi and Jagannath Dev. But we won't go into that. So, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Maiya ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much.